Lesson 55. The Seagull. If I were to be a bird, I should never choose to be a seagull, said Ellen Burns as she gazed forth onto the rough waves and the stormy sky. I would be a happy little lark, singing as I soared and then dropping down into some pleasant field. Or I would be a beautiful swan, gliding softly over still waters, with my nest amidst the tall rushes. Mama, has the seagull any home? Or does she fly up and down forever as I see her now, with her white silvery wings flashing against the dark sky? She builds her nest upon the bare rock and rears her young within sound of the dashing billows. God has fitted her for the restless, roaming life which she leads, said Mrs. Burns. But where does she get her food, Mama? There is no corn on the bare rock, no pleasant fruit on the tossing sea. The sea is for her what the fruitful field is for the land bird. She is a bold and skillful fisher, and neither needs nor would for the waving wheat or the sweet white berry. But is she never cold and wet in stormy winter nights, while we are shivering over the fire and she is skimming over the waves? There is an oil on her feathers, Ellen, which prevents them from being wet. Dry in the midst of water, safe in the midst of danger, the seagull with her silvery wings ever reminds me of some brave spirit, trusting in God and never damped by the trials of life.